Hello and welcome to your daily AI in-depth report. I'm Alex, and today we're looking at the most important developments in artificial intelligence for the week to the 8th of August 2026. The central story is that AI is moving beyond chatbots and isolated prompts. Models are becoming persistent, tool-using, multimodal systems that can operate across software, documents, enterprise knowledge, and business workflows. But this transition is bringing new constraints: cost, cybersecurity, governance, and dependence on a relatively small number of infrastructure suppliers.
And I'm Ingo. From a strategy perspective, the key point is that the competitive question is changing. Organizations are no longer asking only which model is most intelligent. They are asking which workflows justify autonomous execution, how systems should access and retain organizational knowledge, how failures can be contained, and whether the economics remain viable at scale. This week's developments suggest that durable advantage will come from operating AI safely and efficiently, not simply from obtaining access to the latest frontier model.
Let's begin with the agent stack. Several developments this week point to AI agents becoming a more formal software platform. NVIDIA Labs released NOOA, an open-source, model-agnostic Python framework that represents an AI agent as a single Python class. Its purpose is to bring together elements that are often fragmented today: prompts, tool schemas, callbacks, and workflow graphs.
That may sound like a developer convenience, but it has broader significance. Early AI applications were often prompt wrappers. A user typed a request, a model generated an answer, and perhaps one tool was called. Production agents are different. They need identity, permissions, versioning, testing, observability, and dependable state management. Making agents look more like conventional software objects may reduce development friction, but it also makes it easier for organizations to deploy many more of them. That is why standardization becomes important at the same time as experimentation.
The risk is that every team adopts a different framework, memory system, logging approach, and tool access policy. That can create an environment nobody fully understands. A platform approach is more sustainable. Approved components for orchestration, retrieval, identity, monitoring, evaluation, and policy enforcement. Teams should still be able to experiment, but the underlying controls should be consistent.
Zero illustrates another important development. It treats memory as a shared and governed layer. The system is designed to turn conversations, documents, and code into reusable assets, including chat memory, skills, an LLM-oriented knowledge base, and a code graph. It is also available under an MIT license and supports self-hosted deployment through Docker.
The important word there is governed. In a personal chatbot, memory might mean remembering a user's preferred writing style. In an enterprise, memory could contain internal expertise, previous decisions, code relationships, customer information, and sensitive documents. That creates questions about who can read it, who can update it, how information is sourced, when it expires, and whether it can be deleted completely.
In other words, agent memory may become a strategic control point. The company that controls the information architecture around memory, its provenance, metadata, access rules, and evaluation process, could have more long-term leverage than the company that simply selects a foundation model. This resembles the earlier history of data warehouses and knowledge management systems. What initially looks like a technical implementation detail often becomes core organizational infrastructure.
Multi-agent systems add another layer of complexity. The commentary collected in Zawinski's Law of Multi-Agents discusses the interaction of agents and the informal social dynamics that may emerge. The tone is deliberately playful, but the engineering issue is serious. Once agents share memory, delegate tasks, and communicate with one another, an organization has created a distributed system.
And distributed systems fail in distributed ways. Messages can be misrouted, permissions can be misunderstood, one agent can pass an error to another, and a small local mistake can become a larger organizational failure. Identity, routing, escalation, and auditability are therefore not optional extras. Executives should ask not just what an individual agent can do, but what the entire network of agents can do when their capabilities are combined.
For builders, a minimum production architecture is emerging. Agents need explicit identities and narrowly scoped permissions. They need durable but segmented memory. Inputs, tool calls, state changes, and actions should be logged. Teams need evaluation suites that measure workflow success, safety, and cost. and consequential actions should have human approval thresholds rather than being executed automatically by default.
The second major theme is coding agents. AI-assisted programming is moving from generation towards verification. Microsoft's open source code testing generator focuses on automated test creation rather than simply writing application code. It first inspects a repository, identifies its language and testing framework, examines existing conventions and then generates tests. 9% for Stock Copilot.
That benchmark needs to be interpreted carefully. The available information does not establish the full composition of the tasks, the independence of the evaluation, the statistical robustness or how much human review was involved. So it is not proof that automated test generation is universally safe for production. But the direction is meaningful. The valuable coding agent is unlikely to be the one that simply produces the most lines of code.
Exactly. The economic value is shifting towards closed-loop software work. An effective system understands a repository, follows local conventions, proposes a change, writes tests, detects regressions and gives engineers evidence about what has happened. That means companies should evaluate developer AI using engineering outcomes: cycle time, defect rates, test coverage, pull request rework and time to recovery, not just the number of employees using a coding assistant or the quantity of generated tokens.
It also means that the quality of the software environment becomes part of an organization's AI advantage. Clean dependencies, reliable tests, documented architecture, and consistent coding standards help agents work effectively. A poorly maintained codebase can make an agent look unreliable when the deeper problem is that the system lacks the structure needed for reliable automation.
6 Sol Ultra points in the same direction. Such demonstrations are not evidence of robust production engineering. But they do show that non-specialists can increasingly turn a detailed idea into a working artifact. Software teams will therefore face pressure to differentiate through reliability, design, integration, domain expertise, and maintenance rather than basic implementation capacity alone.
The third theme is retrieval. Enterprise AI is expanding from text search to grounded multimodal systems. NVIDIA described a pipeline combining NeMo Retriever, hosted NIMS, LanceDB, re-ranking and grounded generation for multimodal retrieval augmented generation, including document and PDF processing.
This matters because organizations do not store knowledge in clean paragraphs alone. Important information can be found in contracts containing tables, engineering diagrams, scanned records, presentations, images, audio and video. A multimodal retrieval system can make those materials accessible to an AI model. But every additional stage also introduces another possible failure.
Extraction can misread a scanned page. Retrieval can omit the decisive document. Re-ranking can put a plausible but less relevant source ahead of the correct one. Grounded generation can cite a record that is incomplete or out of date. And permissions can be lost as documents move through indexing pipelines. So retrieval augmented generation is not something an organization simply implements once and then forgets.
It is better understood as an information architecture program. Organizations need clear ownership of source quality, metadata, permissions, retention, and evaluation. In regulated functions, an answer should take users back to inspectable evidence. It is not enough for a system to say that a response is grounded if the user cannot verify which version of which source was used.
Google DeepMind's presentation of Gemini Omni use cases, including conversational video editing and visualization, reinforces the broader movement towards multimedia AI. Text remains important, but AI systems are increasingly expected to understand and generate images, video, and other media in a conversational workflow.
That will expand the market for creators, educators, marketers, product designers, and communications teams. It will also intensify challenges around copyright, provenance, brand control, and review. An organization that applies strict approval and asset management rules to written customer communications should apply comparable discipline to generated video and visual material.
The fourth theme is cost. The discussion described in the Tokenpocalypse is here highlights reports that companies are trying to control AI spending, including an anecdote involving Accenture's internal usage data. Whether or not the phrase tokenpocalypse lasts, the underlying issue is credible.
Agent systems consume more inference than ordinary chat systems. They may plan, retrieve information, call tools, review outputs, retry failed steps, and maintain long contexts. A workflow that looks inexpensive during a prototype can become expensive when thousands of employees use it every day. This creates a distinction between technical capability and economic capability.
The obvious response is not simply to use weaker models everywhere. It is to design workloads intelligently. Simple tasks can be routed to smaller models. Context can be limited to relevant and permissioned information. Stable results can be cached. Deterministic subtasks can be handled by ordinary software. Tool call and iteration budgets can be enforced. And premium models can be reserved for cases where complexity or risk justifies the cost.
The metric that matters is not quality in isolation, and not tokens consumed in isolation. It is successful task completion per dollar, alongside latency, failure recovery, and risk. A slightly less capable model that completes a workflow reliably at 1/10 of the cost may be strategically superior to a frontier model used indiscriminately.
Infrastructure developments reflect this shift. AMD's acquisition of Thales, framed around accelerating inference, signals that inference efficiency is becoming a strategic battleground rather than an afterthought to training performance. Model architecture, hardware, cloud pricing, quantization, serving software and workload design will all influence the final economics.
For enterprise buyers, this also has a geopolitical dimension. For states and national champions, efficient inference infrastructure can reduce exposure to concentrated foreign cloud and accelerator suppliers, even if the most capable frontier models remain sourced internationally. Diversification is not only about price. It can affect resilience, sovereignty, and the ability to maintain services during supply or policy disruptions.
The fifth and perhaps most urgent theme is cybersecurity. OpenAI published preliminary cybersecurity evaluations for Astra and described measures to strengthen safeguards and controls as models approach more consequential cyber capability thresholds.
The significance is not limited to one model. A norm is emerging in which major model developers are expected to assess and communicate cyber risks before or during deployment. This is likely to become part of enterprise procurement. Customers will want to know which threat models providers test, how tool access is controlled, what monitoring is in place, and how the provider responds when capability changes or new vulnerabilities are discovered.
The reported timeline of the accidental OpenAI attack against Hugging Face, based on a Black Hat presentation, provides a practical reminder that AI infrastructure itself is an attack surface. The concern is not merely that a model might help an attacker. Agents, automated security tools, credentials, and access to shared ecosystems can create unintended consequences through misconfiguration, excessive permissions, or inadequate safeguards.
This is a reason to improve deployment discipline, not necessarily to freeze adoption. Agents should operate in hardened sandboxes. They should have least privilege access, isolated credentials, rate limits, and comprehensive audit trails. Organizations need red team testing and incident response playbooks designed specifically for AI agents. Most importantly, an agent should never receive broad production credentials simply because it performed well in a controlled demonstration.
The sixth theme is adoption in expert workflows. OpenAI's case study of HSP Gruppy using ChatGPT Enterprise in tax advisory describes benefits including productivity, quality, and additional capacity for client service. That direction is plausible, especially in document-heavy professional services, but a vendor case study is not independent evidence of a generalized return on investment.
The organizational lesson is more important than the promotional claim. High-value AI adoption is moving into expert workflows rather than remaining limited to generic brainstorming. Tax advisory is a revealing example because errors matter, source materials are complex, institutional knowledge is valuable, and human professionals remain accountable. Similar conditions exist in legal work, financial analysis, compliance, engineering, healthcare administration, and public sector case management.
The winning model is not simply replacing experts with a chatbot. It is redesigning work so that AI handles preparation, retrieval, drafting, classification, and quality checks, while accountable professionals handle judgment, exceptions, and responsibility to the client or citizen.
Education illustrates a related issue. Hugging Face's tutor Moments asks whether AI tutors know when to help and when to hold back. That question applies well beyond schools. Any enterprise copilot must calibrate its intervention. A system that instantly completes every task may improve short-term speed while reducing learning, concealing weaknesses, and creating unreviewed dependence.
Good AI sometimes needs to guide rather than answer, challenge rather than agree, or request confirmation rather than act. In technical terms, the system needs a policy for deciding when to intervene and when to defer. In human terms, it needs to understand that assistance is not always the same thing as completion.
Let's turn these developments into priorities for the next quarter. First, organizations should build an agent control plane. That means standardizing identity, permissions, memory policies, tool registration, logs, evaluations, and human approval mechanisms. Persistent memory agents should not proliferate without a shared governance model.
Second, make cost a first-class product metric. Teams should measure the cost per completed workflow, not simply the cost per request. They should establish model routing and token budgets early, before expensive usage becomes embedded in business processes.
Third, prioritize closed-loop workflows. The strongest candidates are areas where an AI system can retrieve evidence, perform work, test or validate its output and present clear exceptions to a human. Coding, document-intensive operations and controlled customer service are more promising than unconstrained autonomous execution.
Fourth, treat retrieval as enterprise information infrastructure. Invest in source quality, permissions, metadata and evidence inspection. Multimodal retrieval can expand the value of existing information, but only if the organization can trust the chain from original source to final answer.
Fifth, raise the security threshold for tool using agents. Require sandboxing, least privilege, credential isolation and red team testing whenever an agent can access systems or sensitive repositories. Provider evaluations of cyber capability should become part of supplier due diligence.
And sixth, prepare for infrastructure diversification. The push for efficient inference means model and hardware choices may become more fluid. Organizations should avoid architectures that assume one proprietary model, one cloud or one accelerator stack will remain optimal indefinitely.
The broader strategic conclusion is that AI is entering a more consequential implementation phase. The frontier is no longer only model intelligence. It is the ability to assemble models into persistent, multimodal, tool-using systems that can complete useful work at acceptable cost and risk.
This week's developments show that memory, testing, retrieval, inference economics and cybersecurity controls matter as much as headline model capability. The technical pieces are becoming easier to assemble, but that makes organizational discipline more important, not less.
Companies that understand this shift can build durable operational advantage. They will focus on workflows, evidence, controls, and economics. Those that continue to judge AI mainly through impressive demonstrations, isolated benchmarks, or chatbot adoption may find that experimentation does not translate into dependable value.
That's all for this in-depth report on the week to the 8th of August 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Ingo. Thanks for listening.